Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Years ago, I heard of John Machita Jr. They call him Motormouth. He became a celebrity as the world's fastest talking man. When John was 12, growing up on Long Island, a cerebral palsy therapy group offered to donate $2,000 toward research for anyone that broke a Guinness World Record. So John set his sights on riding a roller coaster the longest. But when he called Coney Island, they said, "Hey kid, take a hike. You're 12. We're not going to let you strap yourself into the cyclone for 2 weeks straight." So instead, John decided on the next best thing, teaching himself to talk fast. He said, "I grew up in a family with five sisters, so to get a word in edgewise was self-defense." John sang his way through Michael Jackson's hit Bad in an incredible 20 seconds. Hey, that's not bad. That catapulted him to a career as an actor, singer, and articulate 586 words per minute world record holder. Then along came Fran Capel, a tiny New York comedian with jet black hair. At the age of 26, she performed on Larry King Live, reciting Psalm 91, which begins, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." She repeated all 16 verses twice in less than 6 seconds. "I developed my own breathing technique," she said. Fran is the world's fastest talking woman. "My mother was the person that taught me nothing is impossible," she said. Today, the fast-talking crown belongs to a Canadian, Steve Shannon, who recited Hamlet's soliloquy, "To be or not to be," in 23.8 seconds and can rattle off 655 words per minute, which sounds like this.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by sleep to say we end, the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end, the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
Whew, maybe you say, hey, that sounds like my husband. Watching these record holders talk, I kept expecting sparks to ignite in their mouths, smoke to rise, and flames to burst out. The book of James calls the tongue a flame of fire. How true. Avoid one who talks too much, says Proverbs 20. Let's use our tongues wisely. A lady asked a young dude working in the produce department if she could buy half a head of lettuce. "What? God grows these in whole heads, and that's how we sell them. But I'll ask the manager." He marched to the front of the store and said, "You won't believe it, but there's a lame-brained doofus back there who wants to know if she can buy half a head of lettuce." The manager gestured wildly, and the guy turned to see the lady standing right behind him. He said, "And this nice lady was wondering if she could buy the other half." Well, some are quick on their feet, some are quick of tongue, but all of us must guard our lips. The book of James calls the tongue a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. But Proverbs 16 flips the coin over. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. On a windswept hill in an English country churchyard stands a drab slate tombstone. It bears an epitaph not easily seen unless you stoop over and look closely. It says, "Beneath this stone lies Arabella Young, who on the 24th of May began to hold her tongue." Let's not wait that long. Proverbs 13:3 says those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. At the end of the day, may we be able to say that our tongue was used to encourage, to build others, and to glorify God. However fast you talk, remember, we often regret our words, but seldom our silence.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.